Flipping over to the postmenopausal patient, what are your thoughts about the aromatase inhibitor clinical trials and what it means in terms of clinical practice right now?
I think that the situation now is, if you look at and respect the data as it was set forth in those clinical trials, it is actually not that difficult. I think at the moment you have to look at patients based on where they happen to be in their course of treatment. So for starters, in the newly diagnosed patient, the patient who was diagnosed yesterday with estrogen receptor positive breast cancer who's postmenopausal, the only clinical trial currently that addresses the treatment of that patient is the ATAC trial, which I think gives irrefutable evidence that Arimidex is probably superior to tamoxifen with respect to reducing the risk of recurrence. Overall survival is another issue altogether. So for the patient who is newly diagnosed, I think that the standard of care, the available data would suggest that 5 years of aromatase inhibitor is the best therapy.
Before you go on, what about letrozole in terms of the big study?
So the preliminary information with letrozole in the big 198 study is giving the same message. The follow-up is shorter, I guess a little over 2 years versus six in the ATAC trial. But there is an apparent reduction in the risk of recurrence that is on the order of the reduction in the risk of recurrence seen with anastrozole. I think that most of us believe them to be likely equivalent, and the preferential prescription of anastrozole at the moment is just based on more maturity of data. The second situation is the patient who is in the middle of a course of therapy. This was the International XMS Stain Group trial, and the trials of anastrozole, which were similarly constructed, really were designed to capture patients at the midpoint of a course of therapy and measure outcomes from the point of changing their treatment, randomizing them to continue the tamoxifen versus take the aromatase inhibitor for the balance of the 5-year period. And I think for the patient who is in the middle of a course of tamoxifen therapy, or the premenopausal woman who's become amenorrheic from chemotherapy, who has been on tamoxifen and amenorrheic for 2 years, it is appropriate to change them to an aromatase inhibitor. Here again, the greatest quantity of data and the most mature data is with XMS stain, and there is a smaller quantity of data and a little bit shorter follow-up with anastrozole, but both give the same message, and there's a measurable but modest reduction in the risk of recurrence with either of those aromatase inhibitors. Third situation is the patient who's completed 5 years of tamoxifen, and of course, the only thing that addresses that is MA17, which shows letrozole producing, again, a small but measurable reduction in the risk of recurrence and an indication of a survival benefit in node-positive women. I think if you look at your patients with respect to where they fall in time and you follow the data such as it exists at the moment, those are the three scenarios and the three approaches I would take. The current controversy, of course, is are all of those three strategies equivalent, and I don't think there's any way to know that. And the other controversy is sequencing of tamoxifen and anastrozole a better strategy than just 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor? And there's a lot of discussion, a lot of interesting work statistically has come out of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute looking at modeling of outcomes and using the Markov model, which for most of us up to this point was a bit of a mystery. Using modeling and outcomes taken from natural history studies from large cooperative group clinical trials and meta-analyses to see if a sequencing therapy might be better than 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. And their publication would suggest that it would be, which is a fascinating hypothesis. My feeling would be, let's find out now. And so the big 198 study is the study designed really to answer that question. And at the moment, until the 198 study shows a difference in outcome for patients who receive 5 years of letrozole versus a sequence of tamoxifen and letrozole, until that clinical trial gives us that information, I still think that the standard of care, or the most acceptable thing to do for patients who are newly diagnosed, is to give them 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. The interest in the statistical exercise notwithstanding, I still think that 5 years of an AI is that therapy which is at the moment the best thing to do for the newly diagnosed patient.